Welcome to the Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective, a podcast that explores the world of digital filmmaking and talks to young aspiring filmmakers in high school, college, and beyond. Now here are the hosts of the show, Mike Allen and James Conley.
Welcome back to another Buzz edition of the One Point Perspective podcast. Today we're going to talk about the buzz surrounding the movie Baking Bad, which is brought to us by The Coconut Crew. The Coconut Crew is helmed by Owen Abril. It's also made up of Dylan O'Connell, Caroline Chase, and Gia Frederick. This movie is starring Owen Abril, Tommy Capozzi, and everyone's favorite, Mr. Mulaney.
Yeah, this idea goes back.
Way back.
Quite a while. Yeah. Obviously, it's a play on Breaking Bad, and that, you know, show came out years and years ago, and maybe you're the person to tell the story of the... Oh, that was Baked Goods.
Well, there was a Baking Bad that was the same idea, though. So a very similar idea of Baking Bad. That script was written at the full length, and it was on Top Shelf for quite a while, but that's gone now. And that was, I want to say, written in that 2008 to 2012 range, like around when the show was ending. And yeah, it was almost a very similar premise, obviously, with the short form. Owen did, he didn't even read that, I don't know. He just did his own thing. And I really like how OA wrote this, and he did a really good job. It took a long time to get him to tighten this up to where it is. Owen likes, he's a storyteller, and he kept blowing these storylines into it when we're like, no, you want to be, you know, efficient. And, you know, that's the trick with these shorter movies is you want to be efficient, you know, with the time you have, and everything has meaning. And so Owen put this script together. Again, all the scripts are available to view on the website. WHSfilmfestival.com. You can check him out, you know, get a look ahead of the time as to what we're seeing on the premiere day, May 9th. This one's going to be good, and I think it's we finally have a vessel for Mr. Mulaney. So this is his first big role since Baked Goods in 2008, which is, again, highlighting his baking talents.
Yeah, this is, what, 14 years later? And obviously, Mr. Mulaney, a big part of the festival. He lends the festival so much class and dignity every year. But there's another side to Mr. Mulaney. He's very funny, and he's a pretty good actor. So he gets to show off a little bit of those chops this year. To go back to the script, like, Owen's another very talented writer and very funny. As soon as he wrote this, you know, I think you and I were going back and forth being like, oh, this is really good. I mean, he had barely any notes from me. You could just see the whole thing. And I thought the short, the key to this whole thing, because this has been kicked around for years, it was to make it short. I think trying to make it into what it used to be, a 25-page screenplay, I think that's when we ran into trouble. And keeping it this short and tight just makes it so much funnier and lends it like a sense of urgency to the plot. They are a very talented crew. They got a lot of experience, you know, with Dylan and Owen, and Caroline and Gia are great. But the addition of Tommy Capozzi is like huge, because he's one of our best actors, I think, in the school. He proved that last year with Better Call Urgold. And just being on CJ's crew last year, I think he can do anything that, you know, that's needed, and he kind of has that filmmaking eye, so he knows what's going on. So I think that's going to help a lot on set. But everybody's going to be, I think, excited for Mr. Mulaney's big role here, and because I think it's coming from that banana crew. Half of that banana crew is generating a lot of excitement.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Yeah, I watched yesterday. Owen was asking me for, you know, tip on balancing some audio, and I watched the first scene that they had filmed and put together in the dynamic between TCAP, Tommy Capozzi, and OA, Owen Abril, on screen. It was awesome. Just their acting chops were both there, because Owen is also a strong actor. He's been nominated. He was nominated as a freshman, actually, for Best Actor, and was last year as well. Now, I'd love to see it all come together. If they kind of follow that, what they've done so far, again, I do think out of the Banana Crew, Brooksy is the furthest ahead, but, you know, I'd say OA is probably second. I'd love to see them have enough time to make the movie that they want to make, and I think that is the, you know, the biggest challenge ahead.
Yeah, they are, I think they're second. I mean, I'm looking at their breakdown right now, and I don't know. They got one scene filmed, but I think, I don't know if it's up to date yet. I mean, I have absolute faith that this crew will come through. I know he'll, I mean, I should mention that they kind of ran into a good problem with the winter track team that Owen's a part of, went to nationals. His event, he competed in nationals, so that was a big deal. So that kind of threw a wrench into some of the plans, but that's okay. We know that he's going to put the time in, and this crew is going to get it done. So we're excited.
Very excited for them. So for the movie Baking Bad, my buzz is a venti pistachio cream cold brew.
All right. I think we're a little different on this one. I have a grande dark roast black.
And there you have it. That is the buzz for the movie Baking Bad.
You've been listening to Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective.
Hi, Walpole. George Clooney here to remind you that the Walpole High School Recycle Drive is Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 2 in the parking lot of the high school.